This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Matt Flynn has been a part of Wisconsin politics for 40 years. He's been a Democratic Party insider and a contender, but he's never won. That's left him introducing himself to many voters for the first time in this year's crowded race for Wisconsin governor. In our ongoing series on that race, Sean Johnson has this profile.
Matt Flynn is a Navy veteran, the former chair of the state Democratic Party, and a longtime attorney for a major Milwaukee law firm. He's also the face of the marijuana legalization movement in the 2018 governor's race. It made him a welcome guest recently at a new store called Herb RX in Sun Prairie, where Flynn learned about products made from the hemp-derived substance CBD.
And these edibles, what are these?
These are gummies, so you get four of these in the bag. They look like frogs.
Owner Jacob Coates doesn't sell anything containing THC, the compound that gives marijuana users a high. Flynn tells Coates that could change if he's elected because he wants to legalize marijuana and pardon anyone serving time for nonviolent marijuana offenses.
Maybe you'll be our first seller of marijuana.
Yeah,
legally.
That would be the best.
Legally.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, legally. Okay.
Flynn says pushing this issue wouldn't have been possible when he got his start in politics. And given how long ago that was, he might be right. Flynn, who's now 70, ran his first campaign for Congress in 1978 and became the first in a long line of Democrats to lose to Republican U.S. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner.
It was a clearly Republican district, and I'm a Democrat, but in those days, I was 30 years old. So in those days, you know you're immortal.
Flynn became chair of the state Democratic Party from 1981 to 1985. In 1986, he ran for U.S. Senate, facing Ed Garvey in the Democratic primary. It was a combative race.
You know, it was basically like two Irish guys with short tempers and who could speak. And so we were going back and forth.
Flynn came up short, losing by fewer than 25,000 votes. In 1988, it seemed like the stars were aligning for Flynn. He now lived in a Democratic congressional district, and incumbent Congressman Jim Moody was leaving to run for U.S. Senate. So Flynn ran for Congress again with the support of Democrats like longtime U.S. Senator Bill Proxmire.
His name is Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn's among the most honorable, bright, and decent young men I've ever encountered in public life.
But things fell apart quickly when multimillionaire Herb Kohl decided to run for Senate. That drove Moody out of the Senate race. He went back to run for his old congressional seat and beat Flynn easily.
That happens. You know, Winston Churchill said that politics is just like war, except you can be killed 17 times. And so I've been killed probably 10 or 11 times, but I have some more lives left in me.
It would be 2004 before Flynn ran for office again. But by that time, he'd spent 15 years as the lawyer for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, defending the Catholic Church against priest sexual abuse allegations. Flynn's work was an issue in that campaign, and he lost again. And as Flynn runs for governor in 2018, his work for the Archdiocese is resurfacing.
Yes, this absolutely disqualifies him from being governor.
Sarah Pearson of the group Women's March Wisconsin has helped publicize details of Flynn's work for the Archdiocese. That includes a $25,000 severance payment he oversaw to a priest convicted of sexual assault of a teenager. Pearson called on Flynn to drop out of the race.
As a leader of a progressive group, I know that in order to be successful in 2018, we need to put the strongest candidate forward, and Matt Flynn is not that person.
Flynn says that as a lawyer for the Archdiocese, he was doing his job.
I think any discerning person looks at this and says, Matt Flynn is one of the top lawyers in Wisconsin, and he handled these cases very well professionally. Somebody had to represent the Archdiocese, and I did it. And I'm very proud to have done it.
Flynn has been through all of this before. Asked what makes this campaign different, the longtime Democrat answers without a flinch. Compare him to the other candidates, Flynn says, and he's the best one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.